USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the U.S. economy tries to recover from the COVID-19 pandemic, Americans are having a hard time paying for goods and services due to inflation. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell argues inflation will only continue to get worse if Democrats continue to spend more federal dollars.
Now Washington Democrats are trying again to revive talk of yet another reckless bout of spending this year. American families are already hurting enough.
Senate Democrats argue their spending plans have helped Americans from being unable to feed their families. The Supreme Court is on the agenda when President Biden meets with top senators on the Judiciary Committee. Biden meeting with the top Democrat and Republican at the White House on Tuesday to discuss the confirmation process. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spot needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail files to spreadsheet files.
Pedro's not coming in today, but we have that whole bachelorette party.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
The former president is sitting on a boatload of cash.
Former President Donald Trump's latest Federal Election Commission filings from his political committees boast a $51 million haul for the second half of 2021. That gives Trump more than $122 million in cash on hand. Trump had already reported raising $82 million in the first half of 2021. Trump told Newsmax he likely won't make any announcements until after the midterm elections. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
It'll cost more than $6,000 for a seat in the nosebleed section to watch the Los Angeles Rams and Cincinnati Bengals in Super Bowl 56. Secondary markets like StubHub and Ticketmaster are selling seats in the top level of SoFi Stadium for at least $5,500, plus almost another $1,000 in fees. This is USA Radio News.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason. Results.
It has really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
Seven-time Super Bowl champion Tom Brady is officially announcing his retirement from football. Brady posting on Instagram that he's not going to make that competitive commitment anymore. Brady retiring after 22 seasons in the NFL, most of them being in New England. As far as what he meant to that area, Jim McBride is with the Boston Globe.
What he meant to New England was huge. I don't think, you know, most diehard Patriots fans never wanted to see him leave. And it was kind of a split decision when he left. You know, people would still cheer for Tom, but others were, you know, felt betrayed. So he still moves the needle in New England. You know, this whole weekend where the speculation was, what was he going to retire, was he not? It was still the biggest story in Boston, and he hasn't played here in 2 years. So his impact is immeasurable.
That audio courtesy of CNN. House Republicans sent a letter to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention criticizing their guidance for children to wear masks in schools. But Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise calls on President Joe Biden to show his position on mask mandates on Fox Business.
President Biden's been in a position for over a year now. Are you going to side with the teacher union bosses or with kids? But you've got to pick a side. You can't be with both because the union bosses are doing and pushing these mandates that are hurting kids.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.